95.7% of Canada's population, as calculated in 2011, is made up of immigrants or the descendants of immigrants. As I write this letter and imagine the person reading it, I know there's a likelihood that you are the son or daughter of an immigrant, or you are an immigrant yourself. I hope that you might recall the determination, perseverance, and resilience that is required to take my place in this culture where I feel such a strong sense of belonging. My application for permanent residence in Canada is in question because of my medical condition of HIV positivity. This may place excessive demand on health or social services in Canada due to the cost of monthly medication. This monthly medication currently keeps my viral load undetectable and my immune system strong. As confirmed by my immunologist, my prognosis is excellent. I expect it will remain so for several decades to come. There is no way to explain how disorienting is the thought that my investment in this country, my passion for Canadian values and culture, and the self-actualization that I have achieved here might be dismissed with a financial calculation that shows my health needs may cost the Canadian government more than those of my average Canadian neighbors and family members. Up to this point, the discussion of my medical expenses considers only what I need. I want to be considered for what I contribute. This is how a just, fair society makes decisions, and so I appreciate the opportunity to add more information to my file. 8 years ago, I arrived in Canada from Brazil and began my studies as a PhD student. Since that time, I have been consistently employed, which indicates that my skill set is valued and is in demand. I feel fortunate and proud for the opportunity to do meaningful work. The most satisfying work I do is to lead social and environmental responsibility in Canadian and international industrial development sectors. This work would not be possible under a flag other than Canada's. My home country of Brazil doesn't have nearly the global reach or reputation for ongoing learning, multiculturalism, and environmental stewardship that Canada does. I am invited to teach, consult, and recruit around the world, specifically because I am known as a Canadian, and I proudly share the values of this country. I have also become involved in recruiting graduate students who want to benefit from Canada's educational expertise about our natural resources. Some of these international students are influential members of the Mongolian government who then return to their country with a strong sense of alliance with Canada and the knowledge to directly influence their country's future well-being. I have done the same for graduate students from other countries in Latin America. I promote Canadian education as a valuable investment, but I also work diligently to remove barriers, identify funding, and assist with cultural relations as students find their place in Vancouver. These interactions are incredibly rewarding. I see already successful men and women expand personally and professionally through living in Canada and gaining a truly international perspective of the world. They mirror the experience that I had of coming here to study, grow, and then share their knowledge back into the international community. When I arrived in Canada, I brought financial resources with me along with my professional and personal experience. I have invested in the Canadian university system. I own a home and a vehicle in Vancouver. I married my wife here, and we are now raising a healthy son who is beginning to participate in learning and social activities in our community. As a family, we are deeply connected to the Canadian-Brazilian community in Vancouver, and we love supporting others who are new here from all over the world. I often read that Canada is concerned about losing innovative and educated people to other countries. I am one who wants nothing more than to keep my talent, the education I have earned here, and my family right here on Canadian soil. My student experience was profoundly life-changing. I acquired skills and a broad network directly related to my career path, but I was also compelled to live the Canadian values of trust, honesty, willingness to help, openness, hard work, inclusivity, and respect that all contribute to what makes this country as special as it is. I have become a more open, generous, conscientious man in my personal and professional life. These behaviors are a natural fit with who I want to be in the world, and I know they allow me to represent Canada with authenticity. I often share my own story with international students who are considering Canadian universities and encourage them to experience a truly multicultural country where personal strengths can be fully realized. When I received the letter informing me that my application for permanent residence in Canada might not be accepted, I faced one of the most challenging situations I have yet encountered. I would need to disclose my personal medical information to my community in order to ask for their help. Since my diagnosis, only 3 people outside of my healthcare providers have known about my HIV positivity. I have kept the information confidential in order to protect my friends and colleagues from having to worry about me, and also so that any career opportunities or challenges would be evaluated purely on my abilities, without bias about my physical well-being. In the course of asking for the letters of support, I have had numerous vulnerable, intimate, confronting, but ultimately encouraging discussions with people whom I trust and who I believe want me to remain in their lives. In Brazil, I would face stigma about my condition that would subtly but significantly affect my relationships, my lifestyle, and my family. Because Vancouver has invested so much in education and support for people living with HIV, I have been overwhelmed at the compassion and understanding from those who I've entrusted with my personal information. The courage required for me to ask for help has tested and reaffirmed my commitment to staying in Canada. I hope that my letter, along with these other voices, can paint a picture for you of the value I bring to this country, my field of expertise, and my community. I hope it conveys my commitment to representing Canadian values here at home and around the world. I love this country. I love the work I can do because of this country's history and reputation. I love who I can be and how I care for my family in Vancouver. I am currently in good health, and I intend to maintain my responsible lifestyle as a long-term regime. My wife and my son are both healthy. We know how to protect them from my infection. We are all thriving and enjoying our lives together. The words from my friends and colleagues have moved me deeply, and I now feel an even stronger responsibility to continue living and working among them to carry out their belief in my family and me. Furthermore, I hope it is clear that my contribution to Canada far outweighs the potential cost of my medical expenses. At various times in our lives, we need help, and at others, we provide help. I have been doing both. I hope this is the basis for evaluation of my citizenship application to Canada. I belong here.